John 6:38-44. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up in the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes into him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day.
He alone is the living one in resurrection. We have seen that incarnation is the first step, and that crucifixion is the second. Resurrection is the third step by which the Lord has made himself available as our life. What kind of Christ have you received? Have you received Christ in the flesh or as the Spirit? The Apostle Paul said that formerly some knew Christ in the flesh, but now they know him in the flesh no longer. Now they know Christ as the Spirit. Before his death and resurrection, the Lord was incarnated in the flesh. After his death and resurrection, he was transfigured from flesh into the Spirit. Therefore, the Christ we now receive is not the Christ in the flesh, but the Christ who is the Spirit. When we call Lord Jesus, we receive the Spirit. We call on the Lord Jesus, but we receive the Spirit. Why? Because the Lord Jesus today is the Spirit. The fact that we get the Spirit when we call on the name of Jesus is a strong proof that the Lord Jesus is the Spirit today. Whoever says, Lord Jesus is in the Spirit.